The seven attitudes of a discerning heart. Courage. The grace to follow God even when the path is uncertain. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, Jesus calls his disciples to trust him in the midst of fear.
But immediately he spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, have no fear." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." He said, "Come."
The disciples were in the boat when a storm rose against them. Waves crashed, the wind howled, and their hearts were filled with fear. In that moment, they saw Jesus walking on the water, but instead of comfort, their terror deepened. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Into their fear, Jesus spoke words that cut through the chaos. "Take heart, it is I. Have no fear." With those words, he not only calmed the storm, but he gave his disciples courage. Courage is not the absence of fear. Even saints felt trembling in the face of difficulty. Courage means moving forward in trust, even while the fear is still present. It is choosing to fix our eyes on Christ rather than on the storm. In the discerning heart, courage means letting go of our demand for certainty. We may not know how everything will unfold. Road ahead may be hidden. Yet if Christ is calling, courage moves us to step forward. Each act of trust, no matter how small, strengthens us to follow him more faithfully. St. Teresa of Avila knew well what it meant to face storms. She endured illness, criticism, misunderstanding, and many obstacles in her reform of the Carmelite order. Yet she pressed on with steadfast trust in God. She encouraged her sisters with words that still speak to us today. "Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing. God never changes." Her courage was not loud or dramatic. It was rooted in the quiet conviction that God is faithful, that his presence is stronger than fear, and that he never abandons his children. Here are some questions to help you take this teaching to heart. In what part of our lives is fear holding us back from following God's call? How can we take one step forward in trust, even when we cannot see the whole path? When we hesitate, how can we remember to pray, "Jesus, I trust in you"? Almighty God, you strengthen St. Teresa of Avila to trust in you in times of trial. Grant us the gift of holy courage to follow you wherever you call. Calm our fears with the words of your Son. "Take heart, it is I. Have no fear." Through Christ our Lord. Amen. For more resources on the spiritual life, including additional podcasts, devotions, and reflections, visit us at discerninghearts.com.